Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 121, Forgiveness is the Key to Happiness. This one lesson holds release from years of pain and misery and despair. Take for a moment that one person who seems to either annoy you or irritate you, keep something from you, or continue to do something that you want to stop. Perhaps you know a person such as this. Whoever this person is, we want to first remember that what we see in them is our own self-judgments and criticism. Whatever guilt we are holding in terms of our own self-judgments, what we do is we tend to project that guilt onto other people, and then other people show up and mirror this guilt back to us. And if we are not careful, we will validate that guilt in the other person, which means we will reinforce the guilt that we feel within ourselves. This is an error of vast proportion, because whatever it is that we are holding in our heart in the form of a grievance will have no way to release and let go so that you can get back to the freedom and the happiness and even the prosperity that is God's will for you. Today we hold in our mind that one person who seems to be your challenge, the person that is keeping something from you or holding something against you, the one person that seems to represent strife or misery or strain. Today, let's just imagine that they are right in front of us and try to find some form of light in them. Perhaps they have brought you something very good in times past. Perhaps they have brought someone else something of use or value. Perhaps they have brought peace to someone somewhere, or even if they just want to do that. Somewhere in them, let's try to find the light in them, that if they were aware of their true self, if we could look right into the divinity of this person and see the light that God placed there. To look through all appearances, to look through all actions and behaviors and words and habits and responses, to look right into their divinity. Imagine that you have the capacity to do this, to look beyond the appearance, to get through the facade and into the truth of who they are. As you connect with that truth, you are looking at the innocence of yourself. You are looking at the beauty that God created within you. And as you are willing to see it, as you are determined to see it, this light will now reflect right back to you. And now let's take a person that you call a friend, someone that you love perhaps, someone that you would do anything for, someone that you see as innocent and beautiful, and perhaps even if they still have their own mistakes or errors, somehow you see through them because they represent such light to you. Let's hold that person in our mind right now and allow that light that you saw in your former challenge person to flow right into your friend. And now allow that light to surround them both and extend outward into the world. And allow that light now to encompass you, to circle around you like a warm blanket, from the two of them joined as one, and now one with you, and now one with God. In this moment, you are recognizing the truth of who you are. You are opening a space for the Holy Spirit to guide you, to show you the happiness that is God's will for you. Let your mind be open today, to be willing and determined to see the light of every person you meet, to see the greatness within them, even when or if they are unable to see it within themselves today. Forgiveness is the key to happiness.